Aid Center, located at 1300 Pennsylvania Avenue Northwest. In today's weather, it's currently about 49 degrees in New York and 52 degrees in D.C. That's all for your headline news this hour. For WPFW Washington and WBAI New York, I'm Darnia Samuels. Please be safe and thank you for listening.
Whoop, tap, tap, a tap, tap, whap, bop, tap, a tap, tap. Gold Mary in the bag and tied around my neck for my protection. I'm walking around, big old sack on my back, coming in your direction. What kind of tea do you like? I got it. I'm the medicine man, herb from the land, yeah. Oh, I'm the herb man, come see me. Oh, I'm the herb man, you all come see me. Me, rosemary, calm your nerves, got peppermint leaf to get rid of my fever. I keep periwinkle to get some love now. Oh, I got hug me clothes to make my backbone strong. Go. Cola tonic for my blood, dandelion for my bones, y'all. I can leave to keep away flies. Hot lady cayenne for my pressure. Oh, I'm the herb man, come see me. Oh, I'm the herb man, you all come see me. Get the children out of the way now. No, you can't smoke this, sir. This is for salad, yes, salad. Herb.
And welcome and good afternoon. Welcome to another episode of For Your Life, a program that is designed not only to inform, but also to turn your life and health around. I'm your host, Dr. Theodore Watkins, and with me is our able assistant, Mr. Frank Smith. Welcome this afternoon, Brother Frank.
Good afternoon, Doc.
Today, our topic is medically supervised fasting. Medically supervised fasting. You know, Frank, the first thing I do after I initially evaluate my patients is put the vast majority of them on a modified juice fast. Now, there's a number of reasons for this. One is that fasting is very effective in getting much of the accumulated toxins out of their bodies. This, in turn, promotes healing and the reversal of many of the chronic diseases that plague our community. The next thing, it helps to get them ready for the other lifestyle changes that are so essential for their health recovery. And so fasting in my practice is very, very, very important. And as we've been talking about developing this Black Blue Zone, this is something that we really need to focus in on, Brother Frank.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I try to help my patients see that there's a physical aspect of fasting, a physical aspect of fasting, but there's also a spiritual aspect. The Bible says, thy word or guidance I have hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Sin is the going contrary to the law of God. Now, the physical benefits of fasting didn't create themselves, all right? They had to come from somewhere, a source of wisdom, a source of knowledge that we need to seek during our fast. You know, why do we drink water? Why do we drink juice? Why is alkaline broth so important. These are factors that had to come from someplace. Now, the reason I'm saying this, Brother Frank, is because in order for us to really change, we have to get to the core of what is the problem within our community that leads to so many diseases and death. You know, fasting leads us to what I call the two D's, discipline and dependence. Discipline and dependence. Not my will, but thy will be done. You know, we have to recognize that there are things that you need to do, not necessarily things that you want to do. Let me say that again, Brother Frank. In order for us to change, in order for us to be healthy, there are things that we need to do, not necessarily things that we want to do.
That's right.
And our strength for this comes from our God source, you know. But so does our wisdom. It comes from this God source. I won't try to tell anyone what or who they should believe in. But I will say, I believe that we need to believe in someone that is greater than ourselves. We need to, in order for us to really get out of this hole that we're in, Brother Frank, we got to reach up and grab the hand of somebody that has more wisdom than we have, because the things that we're doing, it don't make no sense. It's crazy, you know, and we're doing things that we know are killing us, and yet we're doing them anyway.
Suicide by fork.
I'm telling you, and it's not just suicide. We talked about the other day when we're then giving it to other people.
Yep.
It's also murder. So we're killing ourselves and killing our friends and over some food.
Yeah.
Now, as we go through this program, I'm going to want some of our listeners that have gone on my fast or other fasting programs to call in and to share their experiences. The number, of course, is 202-588-0893. That's 202-588-0893. I want you to let people know what you experienced from the fasting program. Now, if you're like most Americans, your system has become used to a very rich diet of fat, protein, sugar, and other refined foods, all right? You probably have allowed your taste buds to play a major role in determining what you eat. Your taste buds, not your head, is determining what you eat. Mm-hmm. And the result is that your health has been devastated. Because your taste buds and not your thinking is determining what you eat and the lifestyle that you follow, your health has been devastated. Now, I believe, and one of the reasons that I do it, I believe that fasting can help correct this problem. That fasting can help correct this problem, because as your system is cleansed, your taste buds are re-educated, Brother Frank.
Mm-hmm.
You begin to process the process of unlearning bad nutritional habits and establishing new ones. And in time, this is going to lead to a restoration of your health. Now, there's something called a total water fast, where you're not eating any foods, you're only drinking water. And then there's a partial fast that we use with our patients that includes drinking fruit and vegetable juices, herbal teas, as well as water and a vegetable broth. And we recognize that this, or recommend this partial fast over the total fast for overcoming acute illnesses, mm-hmm. for losing weight, and for rehabilitating and rejuvenizing our bodies, you know. Now, the reason is that we can do this water fast, this total water fast, on occasions for 2 or 3 days. But if we do it too frequently and if we do it too long without medical supervision, this total fasting can be injurious to our health. All right? And so we before you attempt to fast, you need to understand that it's not just going through the process, it's also changing the way you think. If you're going to be successful in fasting, you have to change the way you think. As a man, what thinketh in his heart, so is he, Brother Frank. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So in order to be successful, you must decide that you want to make these lifestyle changes. You know, I used to try to talk people in to changing, Brother Frank.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, as you get older, hopefully you get a little wiser. And so I don't try to talk people into anything now. I give information, and you know, because they say that information is what?
Power.
Information is power. So there's a time in the fast. The reason you got to get your head together is a time in the fast that many will want to quit. And this occurs especially the first 2 days because we want to just eat something. and the reason is most of us have grown up accustomed to eating.
Yeah.
You know? And so to abruptly stop eating will require that you use some willpower, that determination we talked about earlier, in order to continue. But if you continue for just a couple of days, you're going to note that you're going to feel less hungry, you know, mm-hmm. Because the wanting to stop really has little to do with your hunger. It has little to do with weakness or negative feelings that you may expect. In fact, it's really due to the mental association with food. Because yeah. when you go on our fasting program, you actually have more energy, not less. You know? And if you have nasal congestion, you know, associated with a sinusitis, that chronic sinusitis that so many people have, that too will decrease and frequently will actually abate, you know? If your joints are painful and swollen, in most cases, that's going to decrease and the swelling is going to go away. You know, you're going to be able to walk with less pain. You're going to be able to stand up straight because that pain in your back is going to decrease or go away completely.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I recognize that fasting is not the only thing that one needs to do. And so for my patients, I recommend that in addition to doing the 3 to 14 day fast, and that's what we recommend for most people, we also recommend that they go on a lifestyle change program that will help to carry them through, because it is critically important that they follow up. But the cleansing program is the foundation of the nutritional principles that I use in my preventative medicine practice. Mm-hmm. And our success in treating patients with diabetes, with hypertension, asthma, sinusitis, obesity, heart disease, and many other of the chronic conditions that plague our community is greatly enhanced because of the fasting cleansing program. And once again, I'm going to want some of the people that are listening to give us a call and share with us some of the benefits that they have seen when they have been on the fasting program. The number is 202-588-0893. That's 202-588-0893. I see we have a caller already. Let's go to our phones. Yes, caller, you're on the line.
Yes, sir. Dr. Watkins?
Yes.
Yes, this is Dean. How are you?
I'm doing extremely well, Brother Dean.
Yes, thank you so much. Yeah, listen, you put me on that 2-week fast about 10 years ago.
Yes, I did, Dean.
Yeah,
I remember.
10 years ago, I was 63. So you know how old I am now.
That's right.
Anyway.
63 is 73, brother. Ah, ah.
Right. So, I was intimidated by that 2 weeks without eating solid food. but what happened is that I made it through, but the first 3 days were very difficult. And you were absolutely right. You know, I was getting ready to quit. But, you know, I said, you know, had faith in Dr. Watkins, and you know what you gave me that program that's in that book, and I was at that time I was working in a building that had a gym, and I loved that gym, and I got past when I got past 3 days, everything was fine. You know, I was able to knuckle down and not cheat. You know, and like you said, taste and volume is what my perception of eating was. You know, so
yes.
it dominates your presence. You know. To make it through the day. but after that, the 3 days, I was okay. I continued my workout, and which was rather extreme because I was doing Insanity and P90X at the same time. So the trainer there was telling me, I wasn't going to tell her what I was doing. But eventually I did. And she told me, you know, you need this and you need that. You know, so I came to you and you told me what I had to do, which was relatively simple. And by the time I got to the end, when I looked at myself in the mirror, I looked exactly like I did when I played football when I was 16, 17, 18. it was incredible. I mean, you know, I never gained that weight back again. I don't look like that now, but not far from it. But you know, I tell everybody, you know, try it out. You know, have faith in yourself. you know, if you're not feeling well, you know, this stuff, you know, flushes a lot of things out of you. Even my urine changed. My stool changed. You know, it was revealing in so many ways. So,
What happened with the exercise? Did you have to cut back or what?
No. Huh. I continued. You know, I didn't have any strains, any pulled muscles, you know, or anything like that. You know, I mean, I didn't go at it aggressively as I could have, you know, because there was some fear in there that I didn't want to pull muscles or strains or anything like that. But I made it, you know, and I felt like a king.
So now the thing that the audience needs to know is I see Dean very seldom now, and the reason is why don't I see you often, Dean?
What was the last thing you said?
Why don't I see you often now?
Because I'm healthy. I have, you know, I do it, you know, I do a 3-day fast, you know, from time to time. You know, that exercise educated me on food, on what I needed to eat. You know, I don't eat salts and sugar and stuff like that anymore. If I do, it's very little. You know, like when I sit down to a Thanksgiving dinner or Christmas dinner or something like that, I eat in moderation and so forth. But I don't, you know, my body's happy. You know,
You still enjoy eating, but you don't pig out.
Exactly. Exactly. People, when they sit down to the food, you know, they have all that food in. Hey, man, I ate this and ate that and so forth and so on. You know, I don't even drink alcohol as much as I used to, you know. But, you know, I mean, sometimes you can insult people when you don't have a pyramid of food on your plate, you know. But that's tough. You know, this is my body, you know.
All right, but, all right. Thank you for sharing, man. And it's always good hearing your voice, brother. It's been 10 years, brother Dean.
Yeah.
All right.
Take care,
interesting enough, Doc's goal is to not see you anymore, where other doctors want to see you every month, every 3 months, every 6 months. You know, and write your prescriptions, and
I consider myself a success, but I don't have to see my patients, and they're doing well.
That's right.
The number 202-588-0893, 202-588-0893. Let's go back to the phone. Your caller, you're on the line.
Hey, Dr. Watkins, how you doing? My friend,
I'm fine.
Good. This is Thomas. I just want to say this. I'm not your best patient, but I've been through some of your protocols. The fasting saved my life, right? I came to you, I believe, on a Monday. I said, you see, you got to fast for 14 days. I said, when do I start? You said, tomorrow. It took, you know, me off of probably dying. And I thought I couldn't live without food. I had to fly into New Orleans. Every meeting we had was at a restaurant. The only thing I would say I did incorrectly was I took in too much salt. But then my body was so sensitive. It was a 5-star chef, Michelin chef, 3-star, whatever. He had a black restaurant in Houma. And they made a broth for me. And the broth was so salty till I couldn't even eat it. Mm. Because your taste buds are sensitive now. And that's God has created our bodies where we have indicators like red light, oil light, da-da-da, low gas, low fuel, low mileage, and we don't pay attention. And what happens to the car? It burns out. It's destroyed. You can't fix it, right? So our bodies are the same, and we have these early deaths where we don't revert back to what's good and natural. But I will say thank you. I need to probably get strengthened on the rice diet. But if we could do some peer groups, because you've had people on there before who got rid of atrial fibrillation. I've had 2 strokes. But I have full activity, use of my body, limbs, mind, everything, right? I've passed 5 professional exams since having a stroke. Since having a stroke, so I have mental acuity. But your programs work so much. I tell everybody about them. But any advice, you know, fasting is tough, right? But I may need to do a 3 or 4 day piece just to drop down. But the rice diet is a monster, because I'll say this without being so graphic. When I do the rice diet, I don't wake up in the middle of the night with my diabetic symptoms of urinating. Mm. If I do the rice 2 times a day, I do not wake up at night with the diabetic symptoms.
Wow.
If I only do it 2 times a day. So the rice diet is a monster diet. It'll save lives, and it doesn't go wrong, and you'll lose the weight. And everybody tells me, you look like you did 5 years ago. And I'm not just talking about people in the street. I'm talking about people you see in the media. I go different places. I won't call any names, but these people are like, you look just like you did 5 years ago. It's because I'm on a 15% of what you told us to do. If I was on 100, man, I'd be a model. I love y'all. God bless you. Give me some good advice.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you. You know, one of the things that he said, I want to comment on, because he said that the program is tough. In a sense, it is, because it's different. But one of the things that we must recognize is that we're tough. All right. And so there's nothing that we're going to do that's going to really overwhelm us, you know. And because I've literally supervised thousands of people, right? Mm-hmm. Thousands of people, whole churches.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've put on this program. I know that it's effective. So why? Why is fasting so effective? Well, doing a prolonged fast, 3 to 14 days, what happens is after that third day, your body will start actually living on its own substance. All right. When we deprive our body of needed nutrients, particularly that of protein and fat, it will start burning and digesting its own tissue.
Mm-hmm.
All right? But the body will not do this in a random, helter-skelter way. And herein lies one of the real secrets of our fasting cleansing program. Your body will feed itself on the most impure and inferior material, such as dead cells, tumors, abscesses, and fat deposits. And so it starts going in and cleaning up that junk out of your body. And then the essential organs, such as your and the vital organs, your brain, your heart, the glands, the nervous system, and so forth, these are not damaged during this process.
Wow.
And these old and diseased tissues are disposed of. They're burned up. And they're used to build new healthy tissue. Did you hear me, Frank?
Yes, sir.
We take this old disease stuff and we extract the good out of it and we build new healthy cells. And this process is sped up. And these proteins that we're breaking down, these bad proteins, are especially important in the building process, because the proteins, they are what we call the building block, and are in dynamic and act in an active state, and they are constantly being disposed of and resynthesized or recreated by using the various needs of our bodies, and our bodies are smart. It knows what we need. And when these old and diseased cells are disposed of, the amino acids, which make up protein, all right, and what we need really, they're not wasted, but they're released and used in the process of building these new cells. And so let me try to break it down. We take this old stuff that's killing us, these tumors, the fat, and all the disease inflamed stuff, and we break it down, and we used it, and during the fasting program, the cleansing capacity of our eliminating organs, you know, the intestines, the lungs, the liver, the kidneys, the skin. These are the organs that eliminate waste. Their capacity is greatly increased, and the masses of accumulated metabolic waste and toxins are quickly expelled. That's why in just a few days you feel so much better, because when you fast, this process is sped up. For example, during fasting, the concentration of toxins in our urine can be as high as 10 times normal, Frank.
Wow.
I mean, we're putting out this stuff, you know. We're getting it out of our bodies, you know.
Dumping it.
And because of the elementary tract, the passage from the mouth to the anus, because it receives, conveys, and digests the food, the liver and the kidneys release these poisons, and we they don't have to digest anymore. They can spend their time on eliminating. All right. And what happens is the concentration of these all accumulated waste are built up, and in the process, you may have to use some breath mints, you know. initially, your urine is darker. Your stools are more frequent. And initially, they're going to be foul smelling, all right? Because you're going to get all that out of your system. But after a few days, your stools start smelling like they did when you were a little child, all right? Because those poisons that's been building up in us is being eliminated. And finally, after the cleansing program, you actually are less depressed. Your mind is sharper, and like both the gentlemen said, your skin is clearer. All right. Now, I tell my patients, if your friends don't tell you that your skin looks better, you need new friends, because it sucks. Because it happens, you know. You sleep better. You have more energy. You know, the fasting program just exerts a normalizing, stabilizing, regenerating effect on all the vital functions of your body. Mm. And that's why we're talking about it today, Brother Frank, because it has been proven to be effective. And so people need to get into fasting, make fasting a part of your overall repertoire. Once again, we want folk who've been on the fast to call in. The number is 202-588-0893. That's 202-588-0893. And share with us, because people need to know. Because folk are scared of fasting, you know? Dean said he was intimidated initially. Now he does it all the time. It's a part of him, because he recognizes that it's not bad. It's actually very, very good. 202-588-0893. Let's go back to our phones. Just call her. You're on the line.
You talked me into fasting, and this is Muslims' Ramadan season. If they can go without eating all day, then I know I can go without eating for 3, 4, 5, 7 days. And the Bible says that Jesus fasted for 40 days. So ain't nothing wrong with it, right? If I can preach that sermon for 1 minute. But then let me ask you a question. While I'm fasting, what type of water should I be drinking? Distilled, my refrigerator has a process where it's purifying water. What should be the best thing? Should I just go up to Whole Foods and get me some good water? Or what's good water? Help us through that. And, man, I look better. I could tie my neckties better. My shirt's tied better. I look better. Did not have no 310s. The gales looked at you different. You know, I mean, it's a whole total effect, man. It's a new lifestyle. Please bless us, sir. Thank you all. Sorry to come back in.
I'm glad you asked the question about the water. Now, I recommend distilled water. Why?
Okay.
Distilled water is the purest water. All right. People say, well, you need minerals. Well, those minerals in that water, they're not chelated minerals, and so the body doesn't utilize them as well. And so if you're going to want some minerals, you can put some lemon juice in that water, and the body will be able to take the minerals and utilize them much, much better. But I tell patients, I mean, see, as you, once again, Frank, as you get older, you get smarter.
Oh, yeah.
I don't beat up on folks. I tell them, just drink the water. You know, beginning is half done, Shula says. So let's get started. And let's get, you know, I ain't going to argue over water. But the purest water is distilled water. And Brother Frank got me my distiller. And I use it all the time. And everything that I cook, anything that I make that requires water, I use distilled water. And that's what I do. And there are other aspects of the program we can talk about in more detail too. But once again, the number is 202-588-0893. That's 202-588-0893. Let's go back to the phones. Yes, caller, you're on the line.
Yes, sir. Dr. Watkins.
Yes.
Peace be unto you, beloved. I'm calling. I listen to your show every Monday. I've been able to get you to start for that. Okay. Well, I'm calling because I'm 88 years old. Thank God for that. In pretty good shape. I'm suffering with something called gout. Okay. And I'm having a hard time for the last couple of days. I'm having a hard time going sleeping at night. Okay.
I'm going to just tell you now, you need to give me a call.
Yeah.
You need to stop. You need to stop hurting. I don't like to be advertising, but you in pain, and you're 88. You don't need to be in pain.
I'm 88.
You know. You need to give me a call, and we'll help you to get rid of that gout. Gout. How tall are you, and how much do you weigh?
I'm 5'1", I weigh 144.
What, how much?
144.
Okay, all right. So, you know, we may ease you into it, but at some point, with gout, if you're overweight, then we often will start people on a fruit fast, and then we put them on the liquid fast. Because we don't want to release the uric acid, which is causing the pain and inflammation. Yeah. We don't want to release it too fast. And so after we get some of that out of your system, and at times, we actually will, depending on the situation, we actually use the medication to get rid of some of that uric acid. That it's something called uricosuric agents that gets the urine, gets the uric acid out into the urine, and then you can fast. And the beautiful thing, once you fast and you get rid of that gout and you then change your diet, you don't have to worry about the gout coming back again. All right?
Okay. Wow.
Because the gout is coming because of the purines, the things in the protein that's being released, all right, that's causing the buildup of this uric acid.
Okay, okay.
And if you eat the right foods, you're not going to have that problem. All right?
Okay, that's okay. Right.
So what do you recommend?
So we can help you. We can help you.
What director you recommend me to come to your office?
Yeah, well, you can first give a call, and we'll get you straight. 202-388-0992. And Frank will give that again at the end of the show. But it's 202-388-0992, and we can fix you up. All right? Now, it's very interesting. You know, when we talk about fasting, a lot of it is around spiritual stuff, Ramadan, and you know, 40 days of fasting around Easter, you know, and so forth. A lot of it has to do with spiritual stuff, but there's been a lot of medical research done, Brother Frank, on fasting. All right. For instance, there's one study that was done, a medically supervised fast, but for people with high blood pressure. All right. They took 174 consecutive patients. And treated them in an inpatient setting. All right, they wanted to be able to monitor them, and they started off. They actually did a water fast with them, but they started off with a few days of fruit and vegetables to clear out the gut, and so they wouldn't become constipated. And then they put up on a 10 to 11 day water only fast. Now. This needs to, if you do that, you must be supervised because, and it's best to be done in an inpatient setting because your various electrolytes and chemistries and so forth need to be monitored closely. Otherwise, you can be in trouble. That's why I don't tend to use a water fast, but just for a few days with my patients, I use that modified juice fast because you don't get those changes that you normally get. And so after the 10 to 11 days, they transitioned them back to eating a whole food plant-based diet. All right. A whole food plant-based diet consisting of fruit, vegetables, whole grains, legumes, beans, you know, nuts and seeds, no animal product, no processed foods, no added salt, oil, or sugar. And what happened was that all of them came in with blood pressures over 140 over 90. All right? But after they did the fast, 9 out of 10. How many did I say, Frank?
9 out of 10.
9 out of 10 left with their blood pressures below that. And in fact, there was an average reduction of 37 points in their systolic blood pressure. Uh-oh. And just, you know, 10 to 11 days. Mm-hmm. And this was remarkable. To other interventions, including drugs, all right? Yeah. And those that came in with really high blood pressure, over a systolic over 180, experienced a 60-point drop, right?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
A 60-point drop. And this was argumentatively the largest effect ever published in scientific literature, all right? Including all those studies with medication.
Yeah. Yeah.
So fasting does this. But not only water fasting, medically supervised fasting, but the question is, well, what happened after they went back and started eating again? Well, they followed a significant number of these people, and what they found was that the blood pressure stayed down, the weight that they lost, they kept it off, and they started sticking to a more healthy diet, mm-hmm. you know, because once they saw the benefit, they didn't want to go back, you know, they didn't want to go back. So it's been shown to be very effective in hypertension. The number is 202-588-0893. 202-588-0893. Let's go back to our phone. Just call her. You're on the line.
Yes. This is Sola calling from St. Petersburg.
All right.
I'm a quadriplegic, so that's my disability.
Okay.
When you say cooking with distilled water, you see that's the best water to cook with?
Yes, sir. That's what I cook with all the time.
Yeah, because I've been using, like, bottled water, because, you know, the waters are bad with these pipes going through your home.
Yes.
I'm at home, so I'm glad I heard that today, that you're saying that's the best water to cook with. But you can't drink that, though, right?
Yeah, you drink it, too. You cook with it, you drink it. And I'll share a little secret. I don't like water. All right?
Okay.
I don't like water. And so what I do, I put a little bit of lemon juice in my water, and I go and I have at it, you know?
Yeah.
And because water is important, you know? And so whether I like it or not is irrelevant. Huh. You know?
Yeah.
Whoever likes me. All right? And so... You have to drink it, and I use it with all of my cooking.
And
all right,
okay, yeah, I'm glad. But I heard you mention before about the lemon in the water, but I didn't know about the distilled water because some of us tell me you can't drink distilled water, so that's why.
There are a lot of uninformed people out there, you know. And you have to be careful who you listen to. That's why this program is so important. All of the things that we say here can be backed by numerous quality research. All right?
Well, that's why I listen to your program.
Thank you, brother. And get your friends on, too. We got to turn our community around. All right, we got to turn our community around. We don't need to be sick, you know. And one of the things that will help us is this process of fasting. All right, and so you know, it helps to reverse so many problems. You know, I have a principle that I use when I put my patients on the fast. When they come to me, as I said, I start most of my patients, unless it's something that's really, really acute and I need to jump right on it, I start them on the fast, and then I will, when they finish, I will treat the residual.
Yeah.
I will treat what's left over, because so many of the problems that they come in with will be cleared up. They've been dealing with it for 20, 30, 40 years mm-hmm. in 2 weeks. I mean, I've seen people walk in on canes and crutches. You know, this lady came. You heard me speak in New Jersey. She was actually from Philly, but I was speaking in New Jersey. Her brother told her, "You need to come and hear Dr. Watkins." So she comes. She hears me speak, and then her brother brings her to my office. She comes in on crutches. It's so much pain, joint swollen. All right, I put her all the way down. I put her on a fast, brother. I put her on a fast and send her home. She comes back in 2 weeks, walked in, no crutches. No crutches. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, I'm excited. Brother Frank, I think we're going to have to do a part two on this fast.
Yes, sir.
Because there's a lot that we have not been able to get to. But I'm glad that we got the good cause that we have. because people need to know how important something as simple as fasting is. I mean, it can save you money. It can save you pain. It can save you time. It adds years to your life just by doing a little bit of fasting. Frank, Mother Frank, I was running my mouth. You see, I got excited, man. anything you want to add before we go?
Yeah, it's something to get excited about, Doc. That's for sure. We want to thank Doc for giving us this vital information, the life-saving information. It's so important to be medically supervised if you have these diseases that Doc was talking about, because he wants to monitor you and he knows what to do, what to add and what not to add. He knows the changes that you're going through. So if you have these diseases, definitely be medically supervised. Doc, we can reach you by dialing at 202-388-0992 for appointments.
Yes, you can.
Tuesdays through Thursdays, 10 to 5. We can also reach you by www.twiliving.com. You can do an appointment, arrange an appointment right there on the website. We want to thank Kalia Chapman, our able engineer, Jerry Paris, who's retiring soon. Man, we're going to miss you, I'll tell you that. Katia Stitt, Program Director, Esther Ivram, Public Affairs, and all the other WPFW staff, programmers, volunteers, and loyal listeners. Thank you so much. We want to thank Joni Eisenberg for inspiring us to be healthy in the DC area. Stay tuned for WPFW Jazz and Justice Radio. Next up is African Deep Thought Edition with Brother Kaba.
Stay tuned
next Monday at 2 o'clock for another life-saving broadcast of To Your Health with Dr. Theodore Watkins and myself.
I and I eat from the earth. I need the animals to give birth. No deaders, no fur, no feathers. When I tell people I don't eat meat, fish, or dairy, then look for me strangely. Then I realize I eat a very wide variety. Listen to Maccabee. Yo, how when me eat, them I wonder when me eat. When me tell them, say me no eat no fish, nah, no meat now. How when me eat, them I wonder when me yum. When me tell them, say that I'm a vegan, man. How when me eat, them I wonder when me eat. When me tell them, say me no eat no fish, nah, no meat now. How when me eat, them I wonder when me yum. When me tell them, say that I'm a vegan. When me no eat no meat, no fish, no cheese, nah, no egg. Nothing with no foot, no eye, no wing, nah, no head. Nothing with no lip, no ears, no tongue, nah, no leg. Prefer fruit and vegetables instead. Me careful and me choose about what I'm eating. Me medicine, me food is me medicine. When me tell people that me no eat them, they think. They look at me and scratch them chin and start wondering. How when me eat them, I wonder when me eat. When me tell them, say me no eat no fish, nah, no meat now. How when me eat them, I wonder when me yum. When me tell them, say that I'm a vegan. How when me eat them, I wonder when me eat. When me tell them, say me no eat no fish, nah, no meat now. How when me eat them, I wonder when me eat.
Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, asking you to support WPFW. We ask you, please, to go to the website and make a pledge, maybe $47 or $470 if you can, or $47 a month, to WPFW.org. Hey, if you want to get dinner and a show in New York, if you want to bring a guest with you, maybe your partner or daughter or son, a friend you want to meet up with in New York, watch the broadcast of Democracy Now! Live, 8 in the morning. Sit on the set as we broadcast on over 1,000 stations. And then I get to personally host you for a meal, and we will toast WPFW. And it is an amazing time. We call it dinner and a show. You and your special guest. That's a $2,000 tax-deductible charitable contribution that goes directly to WPFW. Go online at WPFW.org. And by the way, you don't have to know when you can come to New York, where Democracy Now! Is based. Just make that call or go online at WPFW.org. newyorkcity.org, make the pledge, and then we'll get in touch with you and work out the details. Maybe you're coming to New York soon, or it won't be for a year. This doesn't expire because we don't want WPFW to expire. Again, go to WPFW.org. And thank you so much.
The WPFW Local Station Board invites you to attend our town hall meeting Saturday, March 16th at the New Bethany Baptist Church, 1300 10th Street Northwest, Washington, D.C., from noon until 2:30 p.m. Our theme is WPFW, Generations Moving Forward in Unity. Listeners and supporters of all ages are welcome. Young listeners are especially encouraged to attend. We want to hear from you concerning community needs, shaping future broadcasting, and more. Listeners can also take this opportunity to bid farewell to the station's general manager, Jerry Paris, who is retiring after 10 years of service. Connect with WPFW as we plan to move forward together in unity. If unable to attend in person, a Zoom link will be posted on the website. WPFW, building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
Good afternoon. For WPFW Washington and WBAI New York, I'm Darnia Samuels. Here are some headlines for this hour. Since the war between Israel and Gaza began in October of last year, more than 31,000 people have been killed and more than 72,000 have been injured. The United States has strongly supported Israel throughout the war, but President Joe Biden disagrees with how Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu wants to proceed. In an interview, President Biden had this to say about Netanyahu, whom he has known for 50 years.
He has a right to defend Israel, a right to continue to pursue Hamas, but he must pay more attention to the innocent lives being lost as a consequence of the actions taken. In my view, he's hurting Israel more than helping Israel by making the rest of the world, it's contrary to what Israel stands for. And I think it's a big mistake. So I want to see a ceasefire.
One thing that Prime Minister Netanyahu plans to do that President Biden and other leaders disagree with is invading Rafah, a place that has been under Israeli bombardment for weeks and has become a temporary home to an estimated 1.5 million Palestinians who are living with severe shortages of food, water, medicine, and shelter, and who also face the daily risk of being killed. Does your place of employment still allow you to work from home occasionally? Some companies still do, while others are phasing it out. In a creative way to encourage their employees to stay on board, the Social Security Administration, or SSA, has agreed upon a new Memorandum of Understanding, or MOU, with the American Federation of Government Employees, AFGE. Under this new MOU, which was signed on March 1st, employees can now request episodic telework or extra work from home days when unexpected personal circumstances arise, and they can do this without having to take time off or dip into annual leave. This new telework allowance went into effect last Monday, March 4th. Jessica LaPointe of AFGE said this new option, quote, may seem so small, but it means so much to a workforce who is really starving for flexibility, peace of mind, and the ability to be able to care for their family and still meet the needs of their job, end quote. To your local news, in New York City, the fire department's commissioner, Laura Cavanaugh, wants to track down all fire personnel and other staffers who shouted boos at New York Attorney General Letitia James and cheered in support of Donald Trump during a department promotion ceremony last week at the Christian Cultural Center's Brooklyn campus in Starrett City. Letitia James was invited to speak at the event to honor her friend, Reverend Pamela Holmes, who was being sworn in as the fire department's second female chaplain and the first black woman to hold that title. John Hodges, the department chief, warned that those who participated in jeering Letitia James should come forward rather than have the department hunt them down. While some criticized this action as a political move, the fire department spokesman Jim Long responded by saying, and I quote, "We're looking into those who clearly broke department regulations. It has nothing to do